this whole idea that's being put forward of reviving house calls by doctors. The Ontario Liberals say the doctors will now start visiting, especially seniors who are have mobility issues and other seriously ill people, in their homes, house calls. Will you be able to work this into your practice?
It would be very difficult to do so. And the reasons being, there are multiple reasons. The first is that we already have large caseloads in our office. So for every patient that you go out to see in their home, you can take off about an hour and a half to 2 hours out of your day for each person, if you include travel, assessment, dealing with physical exam, doing all the things that you would normally do when someone comes to your office. But then you have to include all the transit time. So that accounts to anywhere between 6 to 10 patients less for each patient that you are seeing at home. And there are already difficulties with wait times to see physicians, with patients concerned about access. So there's that aspect just in and of itself.
The travel time.
The travel time, and also you are then reducing. For example, say on a Wednesday morning, Steve, I had 2 house calls to go to, which would take up about 3 hours that Wednesday morning. On Wednesday mornings, I see all the newborns, babies I've delivered, and also normal newborn and well baby care and infant care and toddlers. I wouldn't see them at all. There would be no time during that day to see them. And that's about 12 babies or so at that time. So that, again, it just there's only so much time in the day, and there are only so many resources to be able to contribute and divert to a house call. There's also the lack of resources when you're there in the office. Say someone is short of breath or they're having difficulty breathing, and a lot of elderly people do. They have congestive heart failure. They have COPD. They have asthma. We have things that you can use to treat people right away in order to help them breathe a bit better. You can't really do that at home. You're going to have to carry all kinds of equipment with you, and it's bulky equipment. Just normal assessments, all you can do at home is see how they're living, listen to their heart with a stethoscope, maybe do a urine test to be able to evaluate whether they have an infection, do a rapid test for blood sugar. But that's pretty much it. At the office, we have the infrastructure is there. We have a nursing staff that can look after the patient. They can deal with if there's wounds to repair, if there is x-rays that have to be arranged, urgent ultrasounds to be arranged. That can be done by the staff at the office. So you really have the government essentially saying we're going to have more house calls, but there's been no details. They've made this announcement. I've checked on the Ontario Medical Association website for any details about how they plan to do this, and there are none. So this is, in my view, they've thrown this out, but I haven't seen any of the details to see how they're going to do this.
Do we have enough doctors to pull this off, do you think?
I don't believe we have enough doctors to pull it off. If you have an aging population as it is, you probably have many people, not just tens, but hundreds, even thousands of people that have difficulty, granted, coming to the office. A lot do manage, and a lot we arrange for people to give them a bit of extra time when they come in so that we can deal with those issues. But the point is that you have right now limited resources. You already have in Ontario still hundreds of thousands of people who do not have family doctors. And by diverting the physician pool that you have now to see these patients in the home, that does not make it easier for those people who have no family doctor to get any family doctors. It removes those physicians from the ability to add patients to their practice.
Okay, appreciate you joining us.
You're very welcome, Steve.